Many of us have been ashamed of the words that have come out of our mouths. In an article in the magazine Today's Christian Woman, Ramona Tucker tells about her friend who made a serious faux pas.
在新加坡的金主姐妹杂志里面，Ramona Tucker她告诉她朋友Michelle曾经犯过的一点动作误。
She and her co-worker Sharon stopped into a restroom to fix up their makeup before returning to their jobs.
她跟她的一位姐妹同工在厕所里面就是要尝试的补妆。
They started talking about people who just drove them crazy.
她感到很多人令他们要疯狂了。For
2 minutes, Michelle talked about how their fellow co-worker named Beth was just so annoying.
Michelle 用了2分钟的时间抱怨她有一个同工叫做Beth，是这样的令人烦恼。
Suddenly, the stall door behind them opened.
厕所后面的门打开了。
Out walked Beth.
Beth 从其中出来。
Angry and embarrassed.
她很生气，也感到很窘迫。
In a split second, Michelle's opportunity to just vent her frustration turned into a very awkward and shameful experience.
在本来是Michelle她发起她怒气的时候，变成一个令她非常羞愧的一个时间。
For a moment, Michelle and Beth just stared at each other like deer caught in the headlights. Michelle knew that there was no way that she could take her words back. Before Michelle could say a word, Beth fled out of the restroom. That afternoon, Beth resigned from her job. Many of her co-workers were thinking, good riddance. But Michelle felt miserable. She knew that she should have talked to Beth instead of talking about Beth. She tried several times to reach Beth by phone. Then she wrote a letter of apology. But Beth never responded. The sad thing is that Michelle is a Christian, but Beth, to Michelle's knowledge, probably is not a Christian. Many of us have been ashamed of the thoughts that have come out of our hearts. Malcolm Muggeridge was an internationally known and respected journalist who had been faithful to his wife for several years. But in the back of his mind, he often thought about the possibility of someday being intimate with another woman.
他总是幻想着有一天他会跟另外一个女人发生关系。
The opportunity finally arrived when he was teaching journalism in India.
这个机会终于来了，有一次他在印度来教这个新闻学。
He got up early in the morning to swim in the Ganges River.
他一天早上很早起到Ganges河去游泳。
And as he entered the water, he saw in the distance this Indian woman entering into the river to take a bath.
在他进到水里面的时候，他远处看见一个印度的女人，她在准备到河里去洗澡。
His heart began to pound as he began to think, this is my opportunity.
他的心跳越来越快了，他说这是我的机会来了。My
wife is thousands of miles away.
我太太在数千里以外。
And nobody will ever know what happened.
没有人会知道发生了什么事情。
So he began to swim upstream toward her.
所以他就游,往上游游去,向那个女人靠近。
As he swam upstream, his conscience was just yelling at him, Malcolm, this is crazy, don't do it.
在他一边游的时候, 他的良心在告诉他, 喊叫说, Malcolm, 这不是一件对的事情, 不要做了。
But then there was another voice inside him thinking, this is your chance, you gotta go for it.
在他心里面另外的声音说, 这是你唯一的机会, 赶快去做吧。
And so he continued to swim in the water, underneath the water, toward her, until he was only a few feet away from her.
所以他就潜泳, 进行靠近那个女人, 直到他只是, 几尺以外。
When he emerged, he expected to see the embodiment of his wildest fantasies.
当他, 起来的时候, 他本来以为这会是他最疯狂幻想的化身。
But instead, he was repulsed by what he saw.
但他却看到一幅令他, 吃惊的景象。
The woman was a leper.
这位女人是一个麻风患者。
Her nose had been eaten away.
她的鼻子已经不见了。
The ends of her fingers were gone.
她手指的末端也不见了。
She had sores and white blotches all over her body.
她有各样的脓包, 在她身上。
The naked leper looked at him and gave him a toothless grin.
这位没有穿衣服的麻风患者就给他一个没有牙齿的微笑。
At first, Muggeridge thought to himself, what a wretched woman she is.
他本来先对他自己说，这个女人是多么的悲惨。
But then he had to confess, what a wretched man I am.
但他然后对自己认罪说，我是一个多么悲惨的人呢。
Like Malcolm Muggeridge, we are all wretched people who struggle with wretched thoughts.
像Malcolm一样，我们很多时候有这样子不洁净的心，使我们生活变得很悲惨。
Some of us struggle with lustful thoughts that would make a crow blush.
很多时候我们所思想的意念，甚至让乌鸦都会脸红。
Some of us struggle with unforgiving thoughts that make us a prisoner of our own bitterness.
很多时候我们心里那个不能原谅人的心，让我们始终变成在苦毒里面被拘禁。
Some of us struggle with self-righteous thoughts where we delude ourselves into thinking that we are superior to other people who do not reach up to our standards.
很多时候被那个自以为义的意念所捆绑，让那些没有达到我们标准的人，我们常常小看他们。
Like Michelle, we all have said things that we wish that we could take back.
像我们刚才故事里笑里面一样，很多时候我们希望我们能够把我们的话语收回来。
Maybe it was the time when we joined in the crowd and made fun of the unpopular kid that was in our class.
也许是在我们学校的时候，我们跟我们同学一起来嘲笑那些，嘲笑一个大家都在嘲笑的对象。
Maybe it was the time when we deliberately lied to protect our reputation.
很多时候也许是我们为了自己的名誉而说出谎言。
Maybe it was a time when we participated in some juicy rumor only to find out that it wasn't even true.
很多时候我们就是来讲那些听起来很好的谣言，后来我发现那却不是真的。
Or maybe it was the time that we said something harsh that really crushed another person's spirit.
很多时候我们说了非常恶毒的话来彻底的毁损伤了别人的感情。
Our mouths and our hearts have destroyed and caused a lot of damage.
我们的嘴，我们的话语跟我们的心都可以造成很大的伤害。
They have caused us to lose face.
也让我们很丢脸。
They have destroyed the reputation of many others.
也损坏了很多其他人的名誉。
But worst of all, our uncontrollable thoughts, our uncontrolled words, they have broken the heart of our Savior.
但最糟的是，我们那些没有受控制的话语，却伤了我们救主的心。
And that's why in Psalm 19, verse 14, King David said, May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
这也就是为什么大卫在诗篇19:14节说，耶和华我的磐石，我的救主主啊。
Notice that King David did not merely say, Dear Lord, please keep my words and please keep my thoughts from destroying my reputation or damaging somebody else.
请注意大卫在这边没有说是让他口中的话语跟心里的意念只是不要去伤害其他人。
Instead, he had an even more noble desire.
而大卫有一个更高贵的思想。
He wants his communication and his thought life to be pleasing in God's eyes.
他希望他口中的言语跟心里的意念能够在神面前蒙悦纳。
King David realizes that God is the cosmic thought reader who can read every single thought that he thinks.
大卫知道神知道我们每心里的每一个心思每一个意念。
King David realizes that the Lord is the unseen guest that hears every word that he says.
我们虽然看不见神，但是神却知道我们每一个意念，也听见我们每一个话语。
And so,King David has a desire that God would be proud of every single thought of his and every single word he says.
所以大卫王这边希望神能够因他口中的言语跟心里的意念能够有喜悦。
But how can we develop a lifestyle of pleasing God with our words when we have a natural tendency to think?A natural tendency to displease God with our thoughtless and unkind words.
但我们人的本性里面有一个不讨神喜悦的话语跟意念，我们如何能够来让我们的话语更讨神的喜悦呢？
Often we develop a thought life that pleases God when our natural tendency is to think shameful and lustful thoughts.
在我们思想生活中间，我们的自然好像是会去想那些不该想的事情，但如何在我们思想生活中能够来讨神的喜悦呢？
King David answers these questions in Psalm 19.
大卫王在十九篇就是来回答这个问题。
In this passage, he shares two goals to help improve that he wants to pursue in order to improve his thought life and his communication.
大卫王这边告诉我们他所要追求的两个目标，来使他的话语跟他的心能够更接近。
And if we pursue these two goals, we can also be able to have mouths and hearts that please God.
如果我们也来追求这两个目标，我们的口，我们的心也能够更为神所悦纳。
King David shares his first goal in verses 1 through 11.
在大卫在第十一在一节到十一节里面讲他第一个目标。
In verses 1 through 6, he describes the purpose of nature, and then in verses 12 through 15, he describes the purpose of the law.
在第一到六节里面他来描述这个宇宙穹苍的目的，在第后下面他又用律法来讲律法的目的。
And implied in this passage is how the law and the nature should affect his thoughts and his words.
也就是大卫王用这个自然跟律法 来告诉我们说这些怎样来影响我们的心思意念。
So let's take a look at verses 1 to 6 to discover the purpose of nature.
我们来看第一到六节，来看这自然界创造的意义。
The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens he has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. He rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat.
第一到六节，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出之事，无言无语，也无声音可听。他的粮袋通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。神在其间为太阳安设帐幕，太阳如同新郎出洞房，又如勇士欢然奔路。他从天这边出来，飘到天那边，没有一物被掩藏不得他的热气。
Let me read verse 1 again. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands.
我们再念第一节，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
Carl Sagan wrote a book called Contact, and it was later made into a movie.
Carl Sagan 曾经写了一部接触，结果后来这个一本书，后来也拍成了电影。
In the movie, 8-year-old Ellie asks her father, Dad, do you think there are people on other planets?
在这个电影里面，有个小女孩，八岁的小女孩 Ellie 问她的父亲说：“你觉得在外星有其他生物吗？”
Her father replies, "If there's just us, it seems like an awful waste of space."
那个父亲回答说：“如果没有其他生物的话，那这个宇宙好像太大了。”
But Ellie's father was wrong.
但Ellie 的父亲却错了。
Even if there was no extraterrestrials or people living on other planets, the universe would not be a waste.
即使没有外星人存在，这个宇宙也不会是一个浪费的空间。
Instead, on the fourth day of creation, God cast out billions and billions of stars.
然而是神在创造的第四日，他创造了诸天的星辰。
With the purpose that someday billions and billions of people would someday look out and see his handiwork.
所以他的创造这星辰的目的就是以后在这千万人中间他们可以看到神创造的手段。
So the purpose of nature according to King David is for us to be in awe of God.
所以在大卫王这边所说的创造的目的是让我们能够看见就敬畏神。
In other words, the purpose of nature is for us to comprehend how great God is, how beautiful He is, and how powerful He is.
就是在这宇宙的创造是让我们能够看见神的荣耀跟神伟大的手段。
In verses 7 through 11, King David describes the purpose of the law.
在第七到十一节里面，大卫继续来说明律法的意义。
The law was the section of the Bible, the first five books of the Bible, and was all that King David could read when he was around.
这边大卫所说的律法，也就是在圣经中前面的摩西五经，是他可以读，也可以思想的。
In each sentence in verses 7 through 11, King David gives us one characteristic of the Bible, and then he gives one result of reading the Bible.
在第七到十一节里面，大卫来提这个圣律法的一样特点，然后讲到他所能够带出对念律法的人所带出的特性。
First of all, let's see how he describes the Bible.
然后看他如何来形容这个律法。
He says it's perfect.
他说他是全备的。
Trustworthy.
他是确定。
Right.
正直。
Radiant.
清洁。
Pure.
洁净。
Endures forever.
存到永远。
Sure.
真实。
Altogether righteous.
全然公义。
More precious than gold.
比金子可羡慕。
And sweeter than honey.
比蜜甘甜。
Now, let's take a look at the results of reading the Bible.
我们来看他这边所相对的，对那些读律法的人所带出来的效果。
King David says that if you read the Bible, it will revive your soul.
大卫王说，你能够来读律法，能够苏醒人的心。
It'll make you wise.
使愚人有智慧。
Give joy to your heart.
能够快活人的心。
Give light to your eyes.
能明亮人的眼目。
And warn you not to do something foolish.
让你能够不做那些愚昧的事情。
In other words, King David is saying that the purpose of the Bible is to change your lifestyle so that it will become more pleasing to the Lord.
所以大卫王这边说，圣经的目的是让我们能够来行出他所喜悦的事情。
So according to verses 1 through 11, what was King David's first goal to improve his thought life and his communication?
所以在1到11节里面我们可以看出大卫王这边说这个第一个目的第一个目标他能够让他的言语跟意念都能够洁净。
His first goal was to fill his mind with God's thoughts.
他第一个目标就是让他的心思里面满了神的创造跟他的律法。
He plans to fill his mind with God's thoughts by observing nature and by reading the Bible.
他使他的意念能够充满神的意念，是来借着观看自然跟来读神的律法。
GIGO is a computer acronym that stands for garbage in, garbage out.
在电脑的一个术语里面说 GIGO 就是说垃圾进来垃圾出去。
It means that if you input invalid data, your output is going to be invalid data.
如果你输入的资料是不确实的，
What's true about computers is also true about our minds.
对于电脑来说是真实的,
if we put garbage in our mind, we are going to have garbage thoughts and garbage words.
如果我们将垃圾放到我们的心里面,
but if we put God's thoughts into our mind, we're going to have godly thoughts and godly words. So what are you filling your mind with?
所以你是将用什么来充满你自己的心思意念呢?
Have you been filling your mind with gossip from your gossiping friends?
你的意念里面常常的是那些从你朋友里面听来的谣言呢?
Have you been filling your mind with garbage from the TV, from movies, from the internet, and from the radio?
或是从电视、电影、网络上面所那些得到的一些垃圾的话语呢?
Based upon what you're putting into your mind, are the thoughts and the words that are coming out going to be something pleasing to God or something displeasing to God?
从你放在你心里的意念，你要能够开始有一些讨神的喜悦的话语，还是那些不讨神喜悦的意念呢？
Instead, we should go out at night and look at the stars and listen to them, declaring the glory of the Lord.
然后我们该做的是，我们在晚上应该看神所创造的日月星辰，能够来听见那个创造对我们说神的荣耀。
You need to take a day off from work and go to the gorges and listen to the creeks proclaim the beauty and the majesty of their
creator.
But even more importantly, we need to develop a daily habit of reading God's Word. But when we read it, we shouldn't read it merely so that we can gain more Bible trivia.
我们当我们读的时候，并不是能够让我们能够回答更多在这本圣经开语中间能够回答的更好。
Or to brag to our friends that we read the Bible every day.
我是向我们的弟兄姐妹吹牛说，我每天都读圣经啊。Instead,
we should read the Bible with the desire for God to change our minds so that our words and our minds would become pleasing to the Lord.
我们读圣经的态度是应该让神能够来改变我们心思跟言语，让我们心思言语能够蒙神悦纳。
King David's second goal for improving his life, thought life, is found in verses 12 through 14. He writes, who can discern his errors? Forgive my hidden thoughts. Keep your servant also from willful sins, and may they not rule over me. Then will I be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
12到14节，谁能知道自己的错失呢？愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错。求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪，不容这罪辖制我，我便完全免犯大罪。耶和华我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语、心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。
In these verses, we discover that King David's second goal for improving his thought life and his communication is to pray for God's help.
在第12到14节里面，我们看到大卫第二个目标来洁净他的言语跟意念，是他能够来求神来帮助他。
He specifically prays for three things.
他为三件事情来特别祷告。
First, in verse 12, David prays for pardon.
他在第12节，他求神的赦免。
In particular, he prays for forgiveness for his hidden faults.
他求神赦免他隐而未现的过错。
He's not talking about sins that he does when nobody's watching.
他并不是来为那些好像别人没有看见的时候他所犯的过错。
Hidden lie or hidden lust or stealing when nobody's watching.
一个隐藏的偷窃，一个隐藏的说谎，没有人看见的。
Certainly, he should ask for forgiveness for those things.
他当然他也为那些啊 啊、那些隐藏的罪来祷告。
But that's not what he's talking about here.
但他并不在这边所写的，而是并不是那些隐藏的事情。
We can tell what he means by taking a look at the question right before he asks for this pardon.
我们可以来看见啊、在他求这个赦免之前，他所问自己的一个问题，就能够很清楚的知道他的意思。
He asks, "Who can discern his own errors?"
啊，大卫在这边说，谁能知道自己的错失呢？
In other words, David realizes that he has moral blind spots.
也就是说，大卫知道他自己在道德上有一个盲点。
He's talking about sins that God can see, but he can't see in his own life.
他还说那个错失是神可以看见的，但是他自己却看不见。
There might be sins of pride or insensitivity or distracting from God's glory.
也许是那些骄傲或那些没有感情的一些错失。
It could be sins of omission, of not doing the right thing when we didn't think about doing those things.
也许是一些我们而且该做却没有做的事情，我们所犯的罪。
We often do things wrong, but we're unaware of it.
我们常常做错事情，但我们自己却不知道。
And we should ask God to forgive us for those secret sins.
所以我们应该求神赦免那些隐而未现的过错。
Secondly, in verse 13, David prays for power.
第十三节里面，大卫为一个力量来祷告。
He prays for power so that he will not be enslaved by sins of defiance.
所以他上神祷告说，他不犯任意妄为的罪，不容这个罪辖制他。
Now, ignorance of God's law is no excuse.
我们忽视神的律法，这个不是可以轻忽的。
We should know God's Bible so well, and we should know, we should be so sensitive to the conviction of the Holy Spirit that we do not commit those kind of hidden sins.
我们应该对圣经跟那圣灵在我们心中的话语有这个敏感，让我们知道我们就不应该犯那些罪。
However, sins of defiance are even worse than sins of ignorance.
但这边所谈的任意妄为的罪，比那些隐而未现的过错更为严重。
It shows that our hearts have become very hardened when we get to the point that we say to God, I know that you think that this is wrong and harmful, but I'm going to do it anyway.
我们的心硬到这个地步，我们明明知道神痛恶这样的行为，但我们却对神说，我就是要这么做。
So King David prays and pleads to God, please keep me from committing those foolish sins of defiance.
所以大卫在这边求神拦阻他不犯那任意妄为的罪。
Keep me from thinking that I know better than you do what is good for me.
拦阻他不让他不要想说他比神更知道什么是好的事情。
Keep me from thinking that I can be in control of defiant sins.
他能够知道说他自己不能够来控制那些任意妄为的罪。
Because I know that ultimately they will enslave me.
因为我们知道那些罪最终会来辖制我们。
So like King David, we should pray for power so that we will not be enticed by the lure of defiant sin.
所以我们要像大卫一样来为我们这个任意妄为的罪来祷告，是让这些罪不会来辖制我们。
We should pray to God that we would be wise enough to see how sinister and addictive defiant sin can truly be.
我们也能够让能够像大卫一样看见说这些任意妄为的罪很多时候会来辖制我们，让我们无法自拔。
We should pray that we would never try to play with the dark side.
我们应该来学习不要像来玩弄那些好像黑暗的势力。
And thirdly, in verse 14, David prays for purity.
在第十四节里面大卫来求那个洁净。
He prays that God would replace his sinful words and sinful thoughts with God glorifying words and thoughts.
大卫在那边向神求，他那些有罪的言语跟意念能够被那神所喜悦的言语跟意念来代替。
Wouldn't it be great if each and every one of us could memorize verse 14 and make it a daily prayer for our own lives?
实在我们能够弟兄姐妹，我们能够来一起来 背诵第十四节，让我们能够成为我们每天的祷告。
In fact, right now, I'd like for us to read and as we read this verse, to make it a prayer to God.
让我们一起来念，也让这个十四节能够成为我们的祷告。
So for those of you who have the English version of the NIV, please read that verse aloud with me, and those of you who have the Chinese version, read it aloud with Edwin.
如果你有 NIV 的英文圣经，请跟艾宝牧师一起念。如果你是用中文的圣经，请跟我一起念。
Okay, in English. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Prayers for pardon, for power, and for purity. We can't just pray these prayers one time in our life, and from then on we're not going to have any more struggles. These are prayers that we should pray every day. We should pray them because every day our mouth is tempted to say something that's very inappropriate.
我们应该每天来这样祷告，因为我们的嘴巴里面常常会说出一些得罪人的话语。
To pray because our hearts are tempted to think of things that, you know, it's totally something that God would want us to think about.
因为我们心里的心思意念常常会去想那些神不愿意我们所想的事情。
So if you want to have thoughts and words that please God, pray for power, for purity, and for pardon.
所以为了让我们的言语跟意念成全，我们要向神祷告，能够求他的赦免，求他的保护，求他保护我们能够有成全。
Socrates once said, "The unexamined life is not worth living."
苏格拉底曾说，一个没有反省的生命不值得活。
However, if we would prayerfully examine our lives, our words, and our thoughts, they would become pleasing to God.
让我们实在是用祷告来检查我们生活，我们的话语跟意念就可以来得神的悦纳。
Throughout the day, pray prayers like, "Dear God, please forgive me for that thought or that word."
在每天生活中间，我们能够向着祷告说，求你赦免我刚才说的那句话语。
Dear God, please keep me from falling into temptation of thinking about that or saying what I want to vent out.
让求神能够给我们力量，让使我们不受那些辖制我们罪的诱惑。
And most importantly, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
更重要的是我们能够来常常祷告说，耶和华我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，用我口中的言语，心里的意念，能够得蒙你的悦纳。
Benjamin Franklin once said, "An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure."
富兰克林曾说，预防胜于治疗。
If you want to have a nice pillow, it's better not to go out into the courtyard and split it open and shake out the feathers and try to put them back in.
如果你有个好的枕头的话，最好是好好保存它，不要是说你要把它撕裂，让所有的羽毛都散开了，你再尝试把它通通放回来。
It's better just to keep it inside the pillow.
最好是让那些羽毛从来不要飞出去。
It's better to please God with our words than to have to seek forgiveness for words.That were better left unsaid.
最好是能够让我们的话语就是成全，不要让我们说错话再来求神的赦免。
It's better to please God with our thoughts than to let our thoughts corrupt our lives.
让我们的心里的意念蒙神的悦纳，比那些让我们的意念使我们毁坏我们跟神的关系。
And we can please God with our words and our thoughts.If we would saturate our minds with God's thoughts, and if we would pray for power, for purity, and for pardon.
我们如何能够使我们的心思意念能够更纯全呢？就让我们的心思话语能够充满神的话语，然后能够得神的悦纳。